Everything is obtained through the power of prayer.
Yes, I'm happy to hear you and see you on the screen before me, all of the groups all over the world. What I'd like to say is that if you have anything to ask about the convention, about questions from the convention, you may ask. We, nevertheless, are still... Whoa. Well, I think that if anybody has special questions about the Congress, he may ask, and we will also have to discuss it and talk about it. Nevertheless, today we are still under the influence of the connection that we had. In my eyes, it was a very successful connection. It comprised both ends, both the joy that we are connecting and it's working for us, even though it was a virtual connection, and also the fact that we have discovered how much we are still not in such an incorporation, such a connection where the Creator can be revealed in us already as a single system of the soul, but nevertheless we have attained these two opposite points in the connection between us, and this is already a very good, a beautiful beginning that we can continue to develop. So if you want, go ahead, you may ask about that. We all together can talk about it and scrutinize it. So it doesn't just pass us by and no impression is left. And therefore, well, I see that you're already on fire and you want to ask, so let's start with Latin 5.
Buenas tardes, Rav. La pregunta es, dentro de la clase matinal, las preguntas...
The question is, in the morning lesson, questions in the workshops.
Contestaban las preguntas.
In the workshops, the friends answer the questions.
No es necesario preguntarle a usted. Los amigos contestaban las preguntas. Las preguntas dentro de las clases.
We didn't have to ask you because the friends answered the questions. And the questions in the morning lesson, do they have any specific relevance?
The questions that the friends ask, I hear them, and I decipher them in a few directions. First of all, how much engaging in the question itself can help us become more connected, because all in all, the purpose of the lesson is for us to reach such a connection where we discover the Creator. If we don't cross ourselves, if we don't connect ourselves sufficiently, the Creator disappears. Typically, he disappears, he vanishes between our fingers. But if we connect, then we create a vessel and then we discover him and then we continue to advance along with him. And so, through the questions that I hear from the friends, I hear an opportunity on my side and on our side, all of us, of how much through this question we can advance toward a connection so that by attaching our desires, we will reach the revelation of the Creator. That's first and foremost. This is how I weigh the questions. So there are questions that I answer superficially, and there are questions that I relate to more practically.
Спасибо, Раф. У нас не
уводан. Thank you, Raf.
Товарищ, был тот же самый вопрос, и он звучит в принципе так, как.
More than one friend had the same question, and it sounds like this annulment Is it an internal activity and the external activity still remains as a demand from each other, from the ten? How do we reconcile between annulment and demanding?
We need to annul each one towards the society, annul himself totally, completely, without any calculations that he's like this, he's like that, and like that. I see in everyone what they are presenting to me, the attitude of the Creator toward me. Let's say that in a society, besides myself, there are five friends. This is how it was during the time of Rabash. We had a group of six friends. And then also I asked Rabash, why six? There were other groups with 15 friends. Maybe we should join or complete them. And he said, no, that's enough for you. You can keep going like that. And when I look at it, I simply look at how much can I see in them, in all of them, such a connection that I want to be inside of this connection. I want to constantly be in this net that they are creating between them, or more correctly, what I can imagine that they are in it. That is, all of my work is to imagine our friends, my friends, connected between them. And I am inside this connection without any mind or reason. And the more devoted I am to them, this is how I advance. And the Creator does the opposite. He is constantly showing me by elevating my will to receive, he shines more with his light, and then my will to receive becomes greater, and then I see myself that I'm farther away from the friends. I don't think of being together with them, and so on. So here we actually have a struggle between me and the Creator. I want to connect with the society and through the society to get closer to Him. And there, inside of the society, I will discover Him. And I will no longer see the friends, but rather instead of the friends, I need to identify the Creator's attitude to me, in general, from all of the friends to me. And this is to the extent that I will relate to them also as though they are one. However, the Creator each time elevates my ego. He reveals it to me more and more and more. It's like with a little child who is constantly growing, and so I always see myself lacking success. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, I realize that all of these states also come from Him. And the lack of success also comes from Him in order to promote me. And therefore, this is how we advance each time. Success, lack of success, success, lack of success in the connection between us. Success, lack of success, success, lack of success in getting closer to the Creator. And through all kinds of other things, it is always ups and downs, day and night. The most important is for a person to join the days and nights together. Because the revelation of the nights, that is the coarseness, and it has to be as the infrastructure of the spiritual vessel. And the days are coming closer to the Creator, the inclination towards the Creator. That's the days. Day, light. And it has to be there also. So these two things, when they reach a certain measure, then through this contrast between all kinds of states of nights versus all kinds of states of days, we start to identify an image, the image of the Creator. That is, the Creator is depicted in the desire, in my desires and thoughts and discernments, and this is how it is always with anything that I attain. However, with respect to connection and lack of connection, I want to arrange this puzzle and see his picture, his attitude. This is how we advance.
We would like to get your summary of the Congress. How do you, what's your impression of how the World Kli absorbed it, and where do we go from here?
The Kli is very diverse. However, what makes me happy is that, first of all, that we are coming closer to each other. There is no such a great gap as there was even a few months ago, with all the different views and perceptions and relations. We are all reaching a single line. We're not there yet, but we are approaching a single line. And it's very clearly felt, the difference between those who are in the lessons and those who were not quite in the lessons and those who hardly are in the lessons. So we have three kinds of such people. Those who come and are with us each and every day, there's no question there. They are already grasping the method, and they're advancing along with it, and they are truly felt as a group from all over the world that knows and is aim directed and walking almost with a single pace. Those who come sometimes, once or twice a week, they come to the lessons, they seemingly understand the principles, however, they don't have the same inner preparations, because we need each and every day that a day should not pass, or a fortnight, let's say, where we do not connect with the entire World Kli. We don't hear a lesson together, and we don't calibrate ourselves according to the connection between us with the direction toward the goal. If this is lacking, if they don't come each and every day, it is felt immediately that those people are adding more wisdom, and they want to complete or complement it with their intellect somehow, but not with their inner emotion. They didn't allow their heart to develop through the connection with others. And this is in the lessons. And there are those who come to the Congress because, well, now we have a Congress once every few months or once in half a year, so certainly it's worthwhile to come. That is also good. I respect everyone, and in my eyes, everyone is important. And all the more so, let more and more people come. Let them come even once a year to a Congress. However, regarding the progress, they need to invest more. They need to invest more. Importance of the lessons is clear. The question is about those who come each and every day. What should we put the emphasis on now following the Congress? Rav, actually, the general line remains the same line. We don't change that at all, ever. It is a connection between us in which the Creator is revealed. What kind of connection should it be? We learn that from the recommendations of Kabbalists, and the goal is adhesion with the Creator. As it says, Israel, the Torah, or the light, and the Creator is one.
In relation to the goal of the Congress, the goal was impregnation. Where are we with respect to it?
We already see that state called Ibur, impregnation, ahead of us, before us. We see that state of Ibur before us. What does it mean to be connected between us in order to annul before the Creator's governance? This is more clear already, and it is before us.
Chaim Ratz is
translating, and he wants to ask, how do you see the influence of the Congress on the world? What do you think it will do or is doing in the world?
In each and every daily lesson, we are having a great influence on the world, all the more so with the Congress. But these things, they are not yet felt, not in the eyes of the world and not in our own eyes. And that is good. It is good because we still need to develop like an embryo inside of its mother, that for the first few weeks, we can't even tell that she's pregnant. And only later on, we start to see that there is something there. So we still need to develop in such a way. And this is for our benefit. As it says, the glory of the Lord should be concealed. That's it. But I see before us truly that we are established already in the right point and with the line ahead of us leading forward. And now, each and every day, we have to step and step forward and connect all of these elements that are related to the embryo so that they will truly exist in us.
Ita Free.
Rav, perché dopo il congresso c'è uno stato di completo distacco, rifiuto, a malapena riesco a stare alla lezione. Che cosa significa questo stato e come può portare beneficio alla decina? Grazie.
Why is it that after the Congress I feel disconnection, rejection, repulsion, I can barely come to the lesson? Why does it happen and what's the benefit of this toward the 10?
It is always like this. In each and every one who has invested himself in the connection, this great connection and in the study and in all of those things, by that he caused an elevation of the degree, and every new degree starts from its achoraim, the posterior, the new coarseness, and this is why we usually feel hard work, that we made an effort in connection, and later on suddenly we discover that we have no heart and no head with which to work in spirituality, or we can hardly even hear about spiritual matters. It's natural. It is natural. We should already be used to it, that everything that we're going to discover, we're going to discover it over the broken will to receive. This is how we get it from the depths of our nature, more and more, layer after layer. And this is what we have to connect to the goal, to our direction toward the goal. This is how it should be, each and every day. And therefore, I'm telling you that I saw this in Rabash also. When he was getting up in the morning, he got up as though he cannot see anything. He went to the bathroom, went to wash himself, wash his face, his hands. He would sit down next to the table, the study table. I would bring him a cup of coffee, and he was still sitting there like that until he started to put himself together from within, truly broken pieces, like in Adam HaRishon. And usually I'd read something aloud, and he would listen, and that way, bit by bit, slowly he would lift himself. And this is the right form for sorting the new vessels each and every day. This is what I learned from him. And I will tell you that over the years, we will have to get used to it this way and to rise, but we will also understand why we're getting up in such a way.
Barul.
This is clear? Good.
No, UK1.
Well, UK1.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Rav, as it was mentioned earlier on in the lesson, we have a lot of friends who are not in the lesson every day. Will the Congress make them stronger, and will it help to participate in a more active way?
Maybe. But we need to understand that it is impossible to reach a month, a year, let's say, and study what you missed out on the entire year. That doesn't work like that, because we have to build the Adam in us who is similar to the Creator. And this is work, just like working physically in this world. We are taking care of a baby, and we need to give it five times a day its food with in small portions, and clean it and wash it and put it to bed to sleep. And once again it gets up, and again we do the same thing, and this way non-stop. And similarly, we need to take care of ourselves, of the spiritual baby that is growing inside of us. This is how we need to relate to it, truly. Give it whatever is suitable for it to eat, and wash it once a day from all of its shells, klipot, and put it to sleep, and whatever it needs. And this is non-stop care, intensive care. And if a person doesn't do it, but rather he does it occasionally whenever it's convenient for him, meaning for him, this life in this world is more important than the spiritual life, then that's how it ends up.
How will the Congress affect our dissemination efforts?
I don't
know. The Congress should influence the importance of connection between us, the importance of the goal that from here on we are continuing our regular process of studying, and we are preparing ourselves to the next convention. And I hope that for the next convention, we will have already a special convention in that, well, this is how it seems to me, that everyone will participate in its preparation, and we will see that truly great big groups that are providing us, creating for us all kinds of virtual events. And this is how we will advance. But the content of the Congress, we will decide on that, let's say, after 2 or 3 months of study, then it will be clear to us what we've reached and what should be that content. Now it was the entrance to Ibur. So we will advance. Maybe then we will be able to move on to the conception, the 9 months of pregnancy, the first, second, third month in which the embryo is conception inside of its mother, inside of Binah, that we will feel already that we exist in the force of Binah, the upper force of bestowal, and it is working on us, keeping us, helping us, and we need to connect with it, and we want to receive nourishment only from it, and to advance in such a way. These are very important months that we have now. They determine the direction of the spiritual development.
Yeah, thank you, Rav. Good morning, friends. Rav, there was something, well, a lot of things happened during the Congress, but specifically between lesson 2 and 3, there was like a huge change when we talked about the annulment as a preparation for Ibur, lesson 2. There was a huge impression that the friends were ready, that there was this field of unity, that there was a feeling of being in the spiritual womb, and that the friends were like the whole world clear was in this field of love and bestowal. And when we entered the third lesson, there was still this anticipation, this great yearning of entering the womb. But then in this lesson, something happened that the door was shut, like we were not allowed in. What happened here? What are we lacking? What is our work to focus on?
This does happen, and it happens not only in such a case, but rather it is in order to elevate our necessity. It's like a flirt, a game that one plays with another. We do this with our children, a woman does that with a man, in order to draw greater attention. And this is why it is done. We wanted to reach the connection between us in which we will attain the Ibur, impregnation, but not sufficiently. So how is it tested if it's enough, sufficient or not? To the extent that we wish to abstain, to rise above our egoistic things. And here they check. We check it, and the upper force checks it. We check it according to the state that we're in. That now, at this moment, I am willing to truly disconnect from everything and to only be in spirituality, and I don't care about anything else. However, the upper force sees me in all of the states before the present state, and also after the present state, what I will do next, later. And it takes all of these states into calculation, and therefore, whatever I decide to annul and to be in Ibur and to forget about myself and to lose myself, he looks at it differently, just like we look at a baby. That we know that this is happening to him right now, but in a moment it will pass. You know how babies can cry and immediately stop crying and start laughing. Right? There's no transition really, or difficult transition from laughter to crying. So the upper force who is developing us, he feels, he sees, he understands, he himself is holding all of these states, and therefore he's managing us and how to move forward. And it's not according to how it seems to us, but rather the annulment that you wish to enter Ibur, That also relates to subjugation in such states and accepting what we call the burden of the kingdom of heaven, the upper force that it is ruling, accepted with joy, and it doesn't matter to me what will happen. And if I long for one thing and I get whatever I receive, what I see before me as something else, then I have to change myself and agree with it. Because whatever is happening, I accept, I get it from the Creator. And here, I can check myself. Am I truly in that state of Ubar, embryo, or not? Because embryo, first of all, means to annul oneself completely, as though I do not exist, but rather only the upper one is giving me all of the states and all of my qualities and my present and my future, and I am simply annulled. With joy, I am.
Dear Raf, yesterday in the afternoon lesson, I had two questions that didn't get answered. Can I ask them afterwards? The first one is how to deepen the prayer in the ten.
To deepen the prayer in the ten, it is only by you deepening your entrance into the desires and intention, your intentions and desires, and how much you search. With what can you approach the Creator? Through the friends. To deepen the prayer is only by your prayer, your individual prayer, if it will be connected with additional prayers of the friends, and then along with them, together with them, you aim your common prayer, what we call the prayer of the many, to the Creator. And He then already accepts this prayer. Whereas, what each and every one wants and cries out, this is called a voice crying out in the desert, and it's not heard. The Creator doesn't hear it. However, the moment that a few people start asking of Him, even if they're wicked, He listens. Because this is the law, that if a few people come together, if they connect, that is that they annul before each other towards a single desire, a single goal, a single Creator, then He already hears it. That is, this is the system that is called Boe, Creator, and it is already impressed by it. It accepts it. Can take one correct step forward. That is, regarding the past, we need to say that everything happened as the Creator has decided in advance, and nothing happened besides whatever He decided, He planned, because there is none else besides Him. It's impossible that something bad has happened. As for the future, we need to take all the things that have happened in the past, check them, whether on top of that, we can do something better and go forward. And here we need to scrutinize how do we relate to the past and to the present and to the future according to us being in the upper force that rules. So think about it.
Is it true that the light shines on the bad and on the good and what's missing too?
Yes, nice. This is how we will advance, okay?
Да, дорогой Раф, тоже хочется
поблагодарить. I too want to say thank you for this Congress. And beyond this huge Congress, I think there was a very powerful preparation for this Congress.
A lot of friends took part in it. All kinds of clips were filmed. Various tasks were carried out. Many people worked in it together. Besides the morning lesson, there was a very serious and compressed preparation. How do we not slow down now, but actually accelerate it now?
Advancing forward toward the goal, it can be only by us also carrying behind us the whole of humanity. Because we received and we will receive all of our advancement only if there will be people behind us that will join it, each one in his manner, each one in his intensity, with his character, with his way, but they will join this whole process of correction so that they will understand. Even now they understand that the world requires a correction, but they will understand it specifically in this way, when people connect between them, above all the disturbances and quarrels. By this, we actually determine the new state of humanity. So that all in all, this whole world eventually should rise and rise and rise like that until the level, as Bala Sulam writes, up to the spiritual world. And this is why we have to invest a lot more than before, more forces in dissemination, and open up in all the languages, study groups, and to advance in this way, so that in the next Congress we will see, let's say, 10,000 people who are connecting to us and they want to be together and advance. This is what I think needs to be our goal. And I'm certain that if we will engage also in the externality, meaning the external dissemination to the broad public, it will help us to rise up. Because it's a pyramid. If you don't build a wider and stronger infrastructure, then you cannot elevate the tip, the top, higher. It's a law. So, you're an architect, Vlad, you know that. That it's impossible to do it any other way. According to the height of the building, there has to be a suitable foundation. So this is what we need. Usually, on a daily basis, how do we increase the importance for all of the friends?
Speak among yourselves and explain to each other that this is the whole difference between our time and previous times. Then, 1,000, 2,000, 5,000 years ago, Kabbalists would sit quietly and engage in studying the wisdom of Kabbalah in such a way that no one knew about what they were doing. But today, it has to be among everyone, really. And that's the difference. This is why we need to circulate as much as possible in every language in a very convenient way that doesn't push away, that doesn't turn away anyone from the wisdom of Kabbalah.
Gracias, Rab. La clave en el ataque es continuar incrementando el esfuerzo.
The key in the attack is continue raising our efforts and while appreciating the efforts of the friends and to demand from the Creator the quality of bestowal of His.
Yes, but it's as if we come to the Creator and demand.
this is suitable for someone who doesn't want. The Creator wants to give us everything. Demanding of Him means demanding of myself to have a vessel to receive what He wants to give. More than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse, meaning the Creator is always has a desire to give. Besides a desire to give, He has nothing toward us. So what we need is to ask of Him to help us build a vessel for the reception of the abundance that He wants to give. That vessel is not prepared in us because it has to be in congruence with what we are about to receive from Him. He wants to give us the power of bestowal, the power of love. And we don't feel that this is what's missing for us. This is why we turn to the Creator to, first of all, help us build a lack for bestowal and love. And with this lack, we can come to Him and receive the power.
Thank you. First of all, Rav, thank you very much for this Congress, amazing internal lessons about annulment. We truly felt huge progress, and also to all of the friends all over the world, of course, who put in a lot of effort and importance, and this is what turned the Congress to what it was. I wanted to ask you about a certain discernment that became clear out of the work on the annulment, and it is becoming something that if in the past we would reach a wall and then we would give up, despair, here a new place opened up for us of turning to the Creator, and this has become more clear. My question is, how do we take the Creator as a partner in our work of scrutiny?
Again, the question?
How do we take the Creator as a partner in our work of annulment? Sorry, before the 10.
We can position the upper force opposite from us, against us, or with us together in all kinds of ways. Only so as to be directed toward the goal. And therefore, we have to take him as a partner who is in the connection between us in the 10. And we, together with the Creator within us, we go and approach higher spiritual states. This is what should be before us. It's simple. And then we should ask each one from himself toward the 10, and the 10 toward the Creator, and from the Creator toward the 10 and toward each person, to do the act of connection in such a way that Israel, meaning each and every person who is directed straight to the Creator, the Torah is the group that maintains the connection in it, and the Creator being the Creator himself, the upper force. So all those things become one concept. We don't want them separated. We want to see those things more and more together. That's it.
So in what you call Oraita and the Torah, or the light in the group, we feel more and more this dependency that we cannot raise a prayer unless the entire 10 raises this prayer. So how do we build such a common prayer?
First of all, you have to speak among yourselves. Scrutinize these things and do them. Agree among yourselves on what you are to do and do it. Let's say, I, for example, feel that I am drawn toward the 10. I am drawn to the Creator in the 10, but I am lacking internal drive toward it, external examples. So I need to talk about it with the friends. And then everyone should be impressed by this and think. If we all think and want and turn to the Creator from every friend in the ten, it is certain to influence it quickly.
Kiev 2.
В общей молитве за от десятки. Каждый товарищ.
In this common prayer for the ten, each friend should ask only for the friends, or he can insert his individual deficiency there also.
He should come to a state where his deficiency and the deficiency of the ten are the same deficiency. And for their entire deficiency to be like the deficiency of the Creator. This is called make your will as His will. And then it succeeds.
Barur.
Selected questions will be asked during the lesson. Excerpt 16. When he wants to do everything for the sake of the Creator and not for his own sake, here the body resists with all its might, since it argues, why do you want to put me and my domain to death? You come to me with having to work only for the sake of the Creator and not for one's own sake, which is truly annulment of the will to receive from everything. You tell me that our sages said the Torah exists only in one who puts himself to death over it, meaning to put to death all the domain of self-benefit and care only for the benefit of the Creator. And before this, a person cannot be rewarded with the Torah. Yet, the person sees that it is unrealistic that he will have the strength to go against nature. At that time, one has no choice but to turn to the Creator and say, now I have come to a state where I see that unless you help me, I am lost. I will never have the strength to overcome the will to receive, as this is my nature. Rather, only the Creator can give another nature.
Maestro, buongiorno. Io ho questa domanda anche dal congresso. Mi rendo conto di essere un organo semplicemente di ricezione, ma vorrei andare in d'azione. Però sono bloccato, non posso farlo, non riesco a farlo. Cosa mi dà? Qual è il principio per sbloccare questo e riuscire finalmente a dare un aiuto alla mia decina e al gruppo? Grazie.
Nicola is asking, following the Congress, since the Congress he has a feeling, he understands that he's a slave to the will to receive, the reception. On the other hand, he wants bestowal, but he cannot succeed. He feels a blockage. What is this, the principle that can help him get through this blockage so he can bestow to the ten and to the world clear?
Receive more and more deficiency for spirituality from the group and turn this deficiency to the Creator. This is what he needs to do. He should look at his group and kind of pick from each friend how much, collect from each friend, how each of them nevertheless wants to be connected to the friends and to the Creator. Take it all to himself, want to be incorporated with all the desires of the friends and all of their pleas to the Creator.
Moshe, read on.
Excerpt 17. A person must decide that he wants the Creator to give him a desire to completely annul before him. Meaning, not to leave any desire under his own authority, but that all the desires in him will be only to give glory to the Creator. Once he decides on complete annulment, he asks the Creator to help him execute it. This means that although in the mind and the desire, he sees that the body disagrees with him annulling all his desires before the Creator, instead of for his own sake, he should pray to the Creator to help him to want to annul before him with all the desires, leaving no desire for himself. This is called a complete prayer, meaning that he wishes that the Creator will give him a complete desire without any compromises to himself. And he asks of the Creator to help him to always be with his...
Rav,
from the previous excerpt and also from this excerpt, I see that I have no desire for whatever it says there.
That's very good. You made efforts during the days of the Congress. Now you see yourself as exhausted. That's it. They're trying to show you how that your desire is zero. Now let's see what happens.
I'd like to ask, what is the foundation for such requests, as it says here? What foundation should I search for inside of me so that I can ask the Creator for such things?
The foundation or the basis can be only one. Connect with the friends. Otherwise, you will not receive. You may receive a new desire, but it's from the Creator. It is only changes of states, but a real desire with which you can begin to work in spirituality, no one has. No one has such a desire. In other words, there is only one thing that you come to the friends, you lose yourself there, you enter them, you permeate them and absorb from each one his forms of yearning to the Creator and for the purpose of creation. You become incorporated with everything you absorbed from them, and then you advance.
So this absorption, so I need to get a desire to start working for them, right?
It's not even for them. It's positioning every friend as the greatest in the generation, looking at every friend as the greatest in the generation. And then you are easily impressed with what each of them has. Without them, you have nothing. I see that today people are sitting and they're empty. They don't have such desires. They don't have any burning desires. Why? The Creator has given us an opportunity to be incorporated with one another. This is what we need.
Dear Rav, about the article, what does it mean that nothing will remain under my authority, no desire, but all the desires will be aimed to the Creator?
I receive all the thoughts, all the desires, everything I have, I receive them from the Creator, each and every one, all over the world. But I want all my thoughts and desires to be really as they are in Him and not opposite. The Creator is good and does good. What did He do? He
created an instrument that flips all the thoughts and desires of the Creator so that when they come to me, they become the opposite. And I, well, it's like a, how should I put it? Like in a lens. You have some sort of an object. As it is seen through the lens, it is seen in a different way. So we are asking for it to be inverted. This is called I saw an opposite world. So that what exists in spirituality will be different from corporeality, and we have to turn corporeality to be as in spirituality. We have to invert it, turn it upside down, to be completely identical to what we have here, similar to what we have here. How do we do it? Change your desires from a desire. Well, we can't replace the will to receive itself because that's our nature, that's our beast. But using our will to receive, not for ourselves, but for the sake of others outside of us, for all of society, all of humanity, and for the Creator, this is what I need. So this is what we ask. Then we will have exactly the same state here and here, and to the extent that they are equal, that will be their level of
So how practically
we have a group and we have a creator. If not the group or a creator, then we are as a beast. The beast receives whatever it receives from the creator, and there's no question on it. It engages in whatever it engages in its life, money, family, sex. If I want to invert, to make your desire as his, then I need a means. And this means is already needs to be on the path, on the way, some unique box that I receive from the Creator. Force, and this force, I invert it, I flip it into the opposite. How do I do so? Slowly, I receive guidance how to make it into the opposite. Instead of reason, above reason. Instead of malchut, bina. Instead of reception, bestowal. That's what we're doing by the environment, by the society, and the connection with the Creator through the Ten. That's what we're in. Just we need to more and more understand that this is what we need to use and work on it. That's the opportunity given to Adam, meaning someone who wants to become similar to the Creator. And if not, we'll be as a beast. Meaning the beast is not mistaken. It does everything by instinct. Meaning whatever commands the Creator gives it, that's what it does. That's how the still vegetative animate and all the human beings that live their life, that everything is how the Creator manages them. They can be good people, bad people, it doesn't matter. They exist from within this, that the Creator gives them commands. And He does with them whatever He wants. That's according to His program, that ultimately this entire mass, He advances it also towards correction. Okay.
Доброе утро, Рав. Доброе утро, говорим. Вопрос в продолжение, товарищ.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. Один человек только. To continue the friend.
Мы голосом, в принципе, молимся, но не постоянно.
If only one person raises the prayer all the time, we're praying only under his voice. What action should we do?
Man progresses either according to what he is advanced from above or according to what he requests of the Creator to advance him. Right? So, if he doesn't raise his lack to the Creator, then he is actually not causing himself, he's not causing his own progress. The Creator hears everything, meaning he accepts everything. We are in him. In his system. And we are also now like an embryo within its mother. That's how we are in the Creator. All the world, all the reality that seems to us, it's all the Creator. Our question is, how much can we connect together in order to bestow to Him? Sure, direct bestowal to the Creator can be if it reaches Him from within the ten, from within the minyan, the ten. If we connect 2, 3, 4, 5, however much possible, up to the 10, doesn't seem like more than 10 is worthwhile, but let's say, as much as we connect and turn to the Creator, our appeal is more stronger, more beneficial. And the Creator answers. Thus, our work is divided into two stages. One stage is to scrutinize among us what we want, right? And as much as we can be connected together in one desire, that's called in one heart. And how we turn to the Creator. All of us together. That's actually our work. If we turn to the Creator in the correct manner, we don't need anything more. Everything ends here. Everything is attained in the force of prayer. So we need to bring ourselves to the ten, to connect ourselves, to scrutinize why we're connecting, what we need to be directed to, what we are requesting from the Creator, in what manner to turn to Him, and to activate ourselves. That's it. We don't need to do any actions that are not directed to the appeal to the Creator. We need to be truly only looking at this, only the point of contact between us and Him. Us to Him. It turns out very simply for us, but it's very difficult. Why? Because the Creator is disturbing us, Himself. Why? Because He wants us to constantly advance in connecting between us and to be directed in a more sharp manner towards Him. That's it. So succeed in it.
Yes, Rav, in this drawing it's not clear what's the common address to the Creator after we've integrated, after we did this, one should help his friend, because previously in the answer
the mutual appeal is simple. That we here were connected together in Adam HaRishon as one system. not with everyone together. In everyone together, we were also connected in the ten. Now we are here, but we are not a ten. Each one for himself. And so we need to connect ourselves such, like in the ten, similar to what is in spirituality. As much as we make an effort to do thus, that's called that we are raising ourselves to the system of Adam.
What's not clear is what in the appeal that each one has. How can we connect the appeals from everyone, from each one?
We have one goal. One goal. And that goal, we need as much as everyone can to complete the other. That's it. The style of connection is simple. I don't exist for myself. I exist in order to connect everyone.
And then I exist seemingly 9 times for the rest of the friends in the 10. That's my completion for everyone.
I want to be glue between everyone.
You said about the parsuf that it doesn't receive more than it can think for the host. What is this adaptation between the desire and the host that can receive and control itself this way? Rav, this is to the extent that the host becomes more important than himself. This is considered that he elevates the importance of the host beyond his own importance, faith above reason, in order to bestow all these things, doesn't matter how you call it, but for him, the host becomes more important than himself.
Так, а как он начинает потом пользоваться собой и вот как бы держать так под контролем?
So how does he begin to use himself?
It's very easy. If I elevate the host to become more important than me, then everything I exist for is only to fulfill the host. Just like a mother for a child. For her, he's more important than her than she is. He's more important. And then there's no question. And then about doing everything for his sake.
Так, а как парцуф все-таки начинает получать, ну как бы и при этом держать в уме?
How does the parcuf begin to receive?
He only receives in order to bestow. For him, it's not considered reception, it's bestowal. Because he does it in order to bestow. So, he doesn't receive, he gives the host. The method of bestowal is such that it receives because the host wants it to receive. And with his desire, he only uses in order to fulfill the desire of the host. Imagine to yourself how much these things change when you compare a spiritual action to a corporeal one.
So it feels its existence?
It feels itself and the host being both in adhesion now. So what's the problem?
It turns out that in Ab, in the Toch continues till the Tabu. That's the Tabu of Sag as well. Where's the Sof of Sag?
Sag is the desire to bestow. This is why it has no sof above Tabo. It simply spreads in parallel to Ab and also goes beyond Tabo Galgalta. That's called Nekudot Desag when they spread below. And then it fills the Siyum of Galgalta as it purifies, as it is refined. So it comes down here, filling in its partsuf. In his partsuf, it fills the siyum of Galgalta. This is sag. Nekudot de sag. Sag.
Nekudot.
Nekudot.
אני לא שומע שאלה.
I don't hear the question.
Ну, вопрос такой. В Ад вы нарисовали, что есть сов, который находится над табором.
Кен.
The question is such. In Ab, you drew the sof that is above the tabu. In Sag, there is also a sof in the tabu or above the tabu?
No.
Mind bon?
About Ma'an Bon, we'll talk later. There's barely anything there because they don't receive anything at all. But Sag is completely in order to bestow. That's why it can spread below Tabo. And it doesn't receive in order to bestow. That's why it has no Sof. Because it doesn't receive. Sag is completely bestowal. It's only that you have a limitation in Sag where it spreads because it has an illumination of Chokhmah. Sag in itself, Sag is Gimel Bet, is 3 over 2. And because it has 3, this is the illumination of Chokhmah. That's why it can't come down below Tabo. But when it purifies, it becomes 2 over 2.
Nekudot de sag.
Nekudot of sag. Then it can spread, because all there is here is the light of Chasadim.
Or Chasadim.
Or Chasadim. Light of Chasadim. Of mercy.
No. Tov. Ala. Utmot al galgalta mikabelet chisaron mea ab. Vevizei mishtana ima chisaron de ab ipona lein sof. Osa zivug de aka ima in sof.
The partsuf of Ab goes to turn to Insof and presses on that light to Ab. There's some component, of course, that must be composed of a few things. The lights always
come from Insof. That's why it's impossible for Galgalta not to change. It's impossible. We're going to learn many partsufim. From the last patsuf, if it wants it, it raises its deficiency, which rises and rises till itself, through all the patsufim. And then Galgalta is the first to make Zivug Deaka with the light of Insof. Then the light through it starts coming down. When every patsuf performs a Zivug Deaka, and that's how everyone comes down, using the transmission of light from Insof to whoever wants it below. And of course, everyone changes. Everyone. And who's ever in the end of the ladder is the one who makes the biggest changes in all the ladder. Because the smallest deficiency down there in the end of the ladder by this world, until it goes up to Galgalta, it becomes very big. Then Galgalta performs a zivug over it.
No.
Think, it's written about it. You will find. If you haven't found. One.
Раф, если сов парцов Гальгальта не наполняется, то эти желания остаются то же самое в парцов Аб?
Раф, if the end of the парцов of the сов and the парцов Гальгальта isn't filled, is there something left in парцов Аб?
No, each and every parzuf can add to the fulfillment of the general will to receive in different portions of light, whatever it can. Gelgalta, Ab, and Sagar are portions by which you can fill Malchut of Ein Sof until it's completely fulfilled and all the light in it becomes the light of Ein Sof.
Раф, получается, вот парцуфы Гальгальта, Абсак, Мабон, как бы это уточнение.
Раф, it turns out the парцуфим of Гальгальта, Абсак, Мабон.
Потом ты как бы уточняешь, не могу только.
From this precision here of the desire, let's say, like you brought the example of the meat, that after such a scrutiny, that you can only go on to eat salad. What is this precision? Or is it impossible for the expansion to reach the Sof?
Sof Galgalta, the Ratzonot.
Excuse me. The end of Galgalta is the desire. The entire Galgalta is, it's all the desire of Sof that divided itself in a way that it has a Rosh. It wants to think before it receives from the emanator. And what it does, the calculation, it can receive, and what it can't receive is the Sof. So here's the calculation, the thought, and here's the reception. It has to completely be filled. The whole work of all the worlds and all the created beings is how to fill all this Tochen Sof of Galgalta. That's all. Galgalta fills itself by the Potsafim, Galgalta, Absag, Mabon, and from Pe till the Tabur, it completed what it can do. All the rest depends on the end, the Sof of the Galgalta. Now we have to fill the Sof. This is why we will learn how to do that. We're going to have here
Yekan Lanu.
We're going to have
Olam Atzilut,
the world of Atzilut here.
Olam Atzilut,
the world of Atzilut, the world of Bria,
Yitzira,
and Asiya.
Kacha, kan ze Parsa.
This is, that's here, there is Parsa.
Parsa.
Parsa. That's how we're going to learn this. And this is this world. Below. It actually doesn't exist, but we have to mention it somehow. Then we have to go through the Machzom. And to start existing in these worlds. Bria, Yetzira, Asiya. And when we enter them, to the extent that we're incorporated in them, we raise them to Atzilut. And then Atzilut requires, demands all these Potsufim that are called Adam Kadmon, and Adam Kadmon is addressing Ein Sof. And on the way back, it receives the light of itself from there and brings this to us until wherever we are. Suppose we're here. That's the work. Bit by bit, gradually, we will include that inside us and we'll try to realize it.
Сагам такой примитивный пример с нашего мира уже не подходит, потому что мы слишком далеко, мы под Цимцумбет, под Парсой, то есть...
Meaning, we don't have such a primitive example from our world in Sag, because we are far, from such a level, and we can't understand why he made this decision, and then why in Galgalta he couldn't receive, and why in Sag he did succeed.
I'll tell you. All the potsofim that cascade from Insof, from above, down to this world, it's not that they want, they don't want, they decide or they don't decide. There's no such a thing. It's all mechanics. It's there are rules, absolute laws between the will to receive, between the will to bestow of the light and the will to receive of the matter, the kli. There are no such decision with exclamation marks. It's like nature. Whatever, which is more and which is less. That's all. That's what's happening. And this is why, the way we learn, now it all cascades and builds. We only learn this in order to learn what the rules are, the laws of the relations between the light and the vessel. And as we come from below, we have to raise man so that we can have in our vessel, in our will to receive, we're going to have a screen as well, so that the will to receive, even though it's egoistic, it will get a desire to bestow. This will be heard tomorrow. We'll work on this. What am I asking? Try to go over the lessons of the Congress, just to browse through them. Every lesson is one page. So it should be on your phone, wherever it's possible before you. You should read the words there and try to incorporate more and more with these words that our teachers have, great teachers have written for us, Baal HaSulam and Rabash. And you'll see how much this helps you. I embrace you, and until tomorrow.